Knight said that the discussion at the retreat was aided by an updated housing assessment study from consultant James Wood.
The study from Wood that we got a couple of weeks ago was striking. Part of the problem is that construction activity is way down everywhere in the state because of a lack of construction workers. The Wood study shows that we have a demand every year for about 400 plus affordable housing units. There were only 280 some permits taken out in Summit County, in unincorporated Summit County last year. So we're not building enough units in total to meet our affordable housing demand.
That 280 permits wasn't just affordable housing, it was everything.
It was everything.
He said they're putting an emphasis on affordable rentals.
That's what the study showed us, is that about two-thirds of the demand is in rentals, and it's mostly, and most of that two-thirds is actually for people under the 50% AMI range. Those are our resort workers primarily.
And Park City has said that's something they can't do because they need to sell the units so that they can have the money back to continue on doing that. I mean, the county, I'm guessing, has a similar issue.
That's their economic model. We're not going down that path. We're going to try to get outfits like Mountain Lands and Habitat and private developers to come in and provide the affordable housing.
They also have to look at where the densities for affordable housing can go.
Density around nodes, economic nodes and transportation nodes. The future of trans-oriented design and affordable housing and housing in general really depends upon how much density we put into existing areas. We do not want to spread it out all over the county, but we're going to have to face the possibility of creating higher density in areas that can be serviced by public transportation and have economic viability so people can walk or bicycle.
He added a good example of such an area is Whistler Village in Canada. On another housing item, Wright mentioned at last week's council meeting that he had been contacted by a senior living company looking for a location in Summit County.
Land is the big problem, yes. This organization, this company, has a history of building medical facilities and some real estate development. And the problem is finding a compatible location around the county. They'd like to have something on a major route and in a residential area. So that somewhat limits the number of plots around. We had a meeting, Kim Carson and I and Tom Fisher with the organization, and we gave them a few suggestions that they're going to pursue. I actually met with them, a private citizen. The county asked me to meet with them about 6 months ago, and they're still beating their head against the wall.
Though there are possible sites like Silver Creek Village, Wright said the county is not involved in pointing to a specific location.
We threw out a few suggestions. That was one of them.
All right. And then we've also got the Klein Dolly parcel. I mean, is that something the county would be interested in?
Also a possibility. Mm-hmm. We'll be putting out an RFP later this year for development of that parcel. As many things are on the table as we could throw out to them, because we do think it's a worthwhile endeavor for the county. They have statistics that show that most of our senior citizens who need assisted living and memory care have to leave the county at this time.
Summit County Council Member Glenn Wright. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.